Headline: PayPal and Ripple stablecoins still sub 1% despite stablecoin gold rush. Published at 6:31 p.m. UTC, March 10, 2025. Within the past week, financial publications like the Wall Street Journal and Financial Times have published features about Donald Trump ringing in a stablecoin gold rush. With a newly accommodative Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, a Tether-friendly U.S. Commerce Secretary, and the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency's OCC rescission of anti-crypto banking rules, stablecoins seem ostensibly poised for a banner year. Despite this nearly perfect political environment, however, PayPal's PYUSD and Ripple's RLUSD have still failed to attract even a single percentage point of their target market. Subheading squint to see PYUSD and RLUSD dominance. Ripple launched RLUSD in December as the first enterprise-ready stablecoin, hosted on its XRPL ledger. Apparently, not many enterprises were ready. Nearly 3 months since its debut, RLUSD has displaced less than 0.7% of its competition. Worse, a strange first-week spike in RLUSD's price caused concern about its ability to maintain its $1 peg. To its credit, the stablecoin is currently trading at $1. PayPal has also struggled to gain traction for its PYUSD coin, despite integrating it into a variety of its own apps and a number of third-party products. Although it remains committed to its proprietary coin and doubts that anything will arise out of a Joe Biden-era subpoena, market forces continue to dampen PYUSD's momentum. Despite Trump's pro-U.S. crypto business promises and stablecoin-friendly changes by regulators, offshore and transnational incumbents like Tether's USDT, Sky's USDS, Athena's USDE, and Maker's DI have retained overwhelming market dominance. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.